NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast, Monday morning, April 13th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery, full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor, newscrafters.com, puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Seabridge Gold Inc. 4Q25. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Seabridge Gold Inc., a North American gold copper developer with the KSM project. The company aims to maximize per-share value through joint ventures rather than self-funding mine builds. Despite a market cap of $3.4 billion, Seabridge appears undervalued, with catalysts expected to unlock value. Key highlights include progress on a potential KSM JV, a courageous lake spin-out in 2026, and a valuation disconnect versus asset value.
Defense news breaks: SafePro Group Inc. launches Node.x AI Edge processor for drone threat detection. SafePro Group Inc. has unveiled the Node.x AI Edge processor for drone threat detection. The miniaturized AI-powered processor analyzes drone footage in real time for military missions. Utilizing patented SpotD technology, the system can detect threats like landmines, UXO, and drones without connectivity. SafePro Group plans to scale production to meet defense demand, with upcoming U.S. Army exercises scheduled through Q2 Defense 2026.
What most Americans miss about international real estate diversification. Most Americans overlook the benefits of international real estate diversification despite its ability to mitigate risks associated with domestic-only portfolios. Factors like currency considerations, time zone alignment, language barriers, legal framework familiarity, and infrastructure quality play crucial roles in market accessibility. Trust verification remains a significant challenge, but organized market exposure through reputable networks can provide the necessary validation. Recent market dynamics, including economic uncertainty and remote work normalization, are driving increased interest in international real estate diversification among Americans.
Mission IR news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc. appoints first chief commercial officer ahead of ketamine launch. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc. has appointed Glenn Tyson as its first chief commercial officer in preparation for the approval of its preservative-free ketamine product. With over 25 years of experience, Tyson will lead the build-out of market access, distribution, sales, and marketing capabilities. NRxP is gearing up for upcoming product launches and advancing its broader psychiatry pipeline, including NRX-100 and NRX-101.
Metavesco's Epic Labor subsidiary is launching a recruiting division targeting data center construction and GPU infrastructure workforce. The new division, Epic Labor AI, will focus on recruiting skilled tradespeople and technical personnel for AI data center projects nationwide. The move comes in response to the growing demand for electricians, HVAC engineers, and construction workers in the data center industry.
Catalyst Crew Technologies announces assignment of Venezuelan patents to wholly owned subsidiary and outlines global IP strategy. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corp. announced the assignment of Venezuelan patents to its wholly owned subsidiary, Inversions Long 33 CA. The patents, previously held by CEO Dr. Kevin Rodden-Levy, include technologies like CardioEye and NeuroEye. This move aligns intellectual property with operational structure, enhancing strategic flexibility and potential partnerships. The company plans to expand IP protection globally to support long-term platform development and international deployment.
Atlas Clear Holdings files regulatory applications to acquire Commercial Bancorp, parent of Farmer State Bank. Atlas Clear Holdings has filed regulatory applications to acquire Commercial Bancorp, the parent company of Farmer State Bank. marking a milestone in its strategy to build a vertically integrated financial services platform. The applications were submitted to the Federal Reserve Board and the Wyoming Division of Banking following the announcement of a definitive share purchase agreement. The acquisition is expected to enhance capabilities in deposits, payments, and lending, creating long-term value for shareholders.
Silver Crown Royalties announces $4,500,000 fully allocated private placement at a premium to the market. The non-brokered private placement of common shares will bring in gross proceeds of approximately $4,500,000. The strategic investors will receive 321,429 common shares at a price of $14 per share, representing a 5% premium to the closing price on the CBOE Canada Exchange. The offering is set to close on or about April 17, 2026, subject to regulatory approvals.
And that's it for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.